Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you today. So in a song by Garth Brooks, he once says, "I got friends in low places." Now, that might suggest that they're not the best of friends to have in life. But the song seems to say how in various ups and downs in our journeys, we need friends who give us life. Now, Paul had those types of friends. He needed friends when he traveled. He needed friends when he was in prison. He needed friends after he took a beating. He just needed people in his life that he can count on. Now, I want you to think for a moment. Who are those friends for you? Who in your life are those people you can count on? Paul explains that friendships that are based in Christ are special. In verse 15, we see that they're partners. They last over time in verse 16, and they produce fruit or build up others in verse 17. Paul didn't want friends in low places. He wanted friends who he could pour into and then know that they would be friends for an eternity. He wanted friends he could help grow. See, life-giving friendships are valuable. They were for Paul, and they are for us too. A life-giving friendship should at times give joy, encouragement, help, guidance, and many other things that fill our souls. Those types of relationships are ones that we want to keep healthy and then hold on to. One unique aspect that I want to talk about is in verse 17. Paul appreciated the support and the gifts that the Philippians had offered. But he had a different purpose. He says, "But I seek the fruit that increases to your credit." He wanted them to grow in faith. He wanted them to grow as disciples. He wanted them to have eternal significance. In friendships, discipleship should be a vital part of the process. Our friendship should give us comfort and encouragement and fun. But they should also make us more Christ-like. Paul wanted his friends to have that opportunity and their support of him, which is so intentional, but it's also a really good model for us to follow. So where you can today, be a friend to someone. Be there in the low and the high places. Be there when you're needed and even when you're not. But most importantly, help them live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. I'm praying that God blesses you as you do today. Have a good day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.